You know, he's just a tremendous competitor. I go way back, even when he was in college, in that region of the country. You know, extremely competitive, maybe not the most, you know, beautiful technician and all those things, but he's had great success. He did in college. He has carried that into his pro football career. And, you know, he's a tremendous competitor. I know we went against him twice a year for the last 4 years. You know, I think from a skill set standpoint, you know, statistically, you know, halfway through the season roughly, they're a little ahead of it on in the passing game, particularly on third down. You know, their rush totals aren't way up there. They've been involved in a lot of close games against some good football teams. So I don't know how much statistics mean at the halfway point, but that's kind of how I've seen them up till now. Well, I mean, I relate that to everything, whether it's your job, our job, as coaches, and same with players. I think the more you do it, you should get better at it. So, you know, and then plus, you know, Teddy's a tough get. You know, I mean, he's not an easy guy to track down when you do come free. So, yeah, that's something you learn from. You know, people have made, you know, things of Jeremy Langford's drop at the end of the game. I mean, that was one play. He had a lot of good plays. So, you know, we're all trying to acquire perfection, but it seldom occurs. But they're both good young players. They're going to continue to get better. I think, you know, you'll see that as the season wears on. You know, I'd say broadly speaking, yes. You know, I think they both have had good years. And I know our team, I can't speak for the Chargers, but I would say it's not gone like they wanted, much like us. But they continue to battle. They're both excellent competitors. You know, they have a skill set that you can be good at this level, you know, it's my opinion.